This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. There's an important story out today, but it's a tech story, and I'm going to try and explain it because it can be detailed. The ICANN, which is the International Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, today is expected to make a decision that would allow people in their domain names of websites to use non-Roman numbers, letters that are not from the Roman alphabet, the ABCs. This may not seem like a big deal, but it actually is. Here's the chair of ICANN, Rod Beckstrom.
For other people that grew up in China or Thailand or Korea, it's, of course, important. Not only is it an issue of convenience, but it's an issue of what's right, you know, their right to express their names and their own cultural language.
That sounds like a all good things. Queen Akim joins us now, though. She's the Cyber Frequencies podcaster producer at KPCC Public Radio in Los Angeles. Welcome, Queena.
Hi.
You say that this decision will actually have negative consequences for the U.S. And before I get your answer on that, let's make sure that we all understand what we're talking about here. The domain names are the add-ons at the end of website names that we're used to, .net, .org, .gov, if it's a government, right?
Yeah, and the story got a little tweaked. Like, a lot of the buzz leading up to ICANN's annual meeting, which is in Seoul, Korea this year, was about how they were going to let people use non-Roman letters for top-level domains, or they call them TLDs. And what those were, like .com, .edu, .gov, .net. But it looks like ICANN, the Wall Street Journal reported yesterday, they sort of backed off a little and said, hey, let's take this a little slower. So now it's going for top-level country names, like .us, .cn, you know, for Canada, .uk, for the United Kingdom. So it's not as sort of exciting as what people had expected it to be.
Right. This is at this point. But if this is a first step towards actually letting every domain name be open to other alphabets, that is a big deal. Why do you say that this could have negative consequences here in the U.S.?
Well, it could have negative consequences for me because, you know, the big thing about the Internet is that we get to explore all of the world and being, from the West and using the Roman alphabet, I can pretty much go anywhere now, right? And I imagine if we're spinning this out, when it does start becoming like Chinese characters for the domain names, dot Chinese character, I mean, I won't be able to access any of these sites. But on the other hand, it's a great win for, I guess, 60% of the Internet users out there who don't speak English and don't use Roman characters.
But as you say, it's going to be difficult if you don't have a keyboard that does Cyrillic, for example, to get to a Russian website.
Yeah, I know. I'm not really quite sure how this is going to work because, yeah, I mean, like, and then all the different languages have different keyboards and, I guess, different software and stuff. So it feels really limiting, you know, when you have the whole world open to you as an American.
Is there a lot of places that are really crying for this, that want to do it in their own language?
Yeah, I guess about 60% of the Internet users are don't use Roman letters. And I actually spoke to a friend of mine who is a Chinese national studying here in the United States. And she was super excited about, you know, what the news, because she was saying that in China, there's a lot of people who don't speak English. And her
right,
parents, for example, don't really go on the Internet because they can't memorize like the .com, the .this, and all the English letters or the Roman letters, and she feels like this is just going to open it wide open
Greek,
for them,
right?
Yeah, exactly, right? Like imagine having to
right.
Greek
right.
or Chinese.
Queena Kim produces Cyber Frequencies podcast at KPCC Public Radio in Los Angeles, talking about the expected ICANN vote later today.